Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Pride and Prestige of the Cottonland Cluster Dog Shows takes place this weekend at the Monroe Civic Center. All breed and specialty shows are scheduled for the event. Proceeds from the four-day event go to benefit the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office canine units. Here to share on the Cottonland Show is Ouachita Parish Sheriff Deputy Ken Russ. Take a moment to tell us about the show. What is some 128 different breeds going to be a part of the activities at the Monroe Civic Center?
Roughly 1,100 dogs from 128 different breeds from all over the United States, Mexico, Canada, and Europe.
Some of these dogs, really, they get the awards here, but then they move on to bigger opportunities.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Some of the winners from this weekend show will be featured at the Westminster.
Yeah, ones to keep an eye on, watch them on TV. As we mentioned, proceeds from the Cottonland Cluster Dog Show will be going towards the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's canine units. Tell us about that partnership and what's that meant to the department with this being a really big fundraiser.
Yes, sir. Actually, it's our only fundraiser for the year, and this money goes towards purchasing equipment for the handlers, the dogs themselves, as well as covering any medical expenses and food costs.
What types of training do both the handler and canine go through?
Well, each individual handler has to go through a handler's course, which is a basic, you know, teaching you how to read the dogs and be around the dogs. Then once you graduate and you're paired with your canine partner, you continue training at a minimum of once a week, but mostly it's every day.
Yeah. Well, the dogs in the canine unit, where do they come from?
Most dogs are imported from Holland, the Czech Republic. Most dogs come from overseas.
What are some of the cases the canines primarily called in for?
We have two different kinds of dogs. We have two dual-purpose dogs, which are trained in criminal apprehension and narcotics. And we have two single-purpose dogs that are attached to our street crimes unit that their sole mission is to find narcotics, which they'll do vehicle stops, helping to search houses, things like that. Or as a dual-purpose dog, anytime there's a robbery, burglary in progress, anything where we might have to track or apprehend a fleeing suspect.
Dual-purpose dogs as well, perhaps search and rescue efforts?
It can be,
yeah.
Yes.
Those familiar with the department, they know the story of Corporal J.R. Searcy's work in the canine unit. Bring us up to date on the dog that he partnered with.
He's still with J.R.'s wife, stays at home with her and the kids, and last I was told, he's still doing well.
That's one of the things we kind of look back on, and when we think about the canine unit, I think there's that association there that's kind of a connection, Ken. But there are some policies in place for the show that people need to be aware of.
Yes, sir. No baby strollers will be allowed inside the arena or the Civic Center itself, and that's just a safety precaution for the dogs and for the children that may be on the level with the dogs.
Things get underway this weekend at the Monroe Civic Center. Of course, it is a ticketed event. How can you find out more about the show?
You can check the KEDM website. I believe everything is up there. Like I said, shows run daily starting Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily.
Deputy Ken Russ is with the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Department K-9 Unit. Cottonland Cluster Dog Show takes place this weekend at the Monroe Civic Center. Ken, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.